usually about the beginning of May, the middle of May, even to the end of May, you're going to start noticing, especially driving some of these backcountry roads, turtles getting up and moving around, maybe moving from pond to pond, trying to find new mates, maybe going to go lay some eggs. Particularly, you're going to start seeing kind of a neat little turtle called an eastern box turtle. You might have seen some in your yard, maybe when you were hiking on a trail. They're almost like a tortoise, but they are actually more closely related to pond turtles. They're very colorful. They're about 6 inches. They have a big domed shell. And they get the name box turtle because they can actually pull their legs, tail, and head completely in and then shut the door behind it. If you've ever picked one up and looked at the bottom of it, the shell on the bottom, which is their fused rib cage, is called a plastron. It actually has a hinge on it, like a door. And that allows them to shut in from things like raccoons and coyotes or maybe your dog that might try to cause it some harm.
Is that the only type of turtle that can completely enclose itself in its own shell?
There's probably some other ones around the world, but for around here, that's probably your closest bet. Many other turtles get pretty close, where they, you know, it's almost very hard for like an animal to be able to get at them. You know, some of them might even have less protection. You know, like when you're talking about the big snapping turtles, their shells do cover their bodies, but they also have a good portion of it still hanging out. You know, one of the largest turtles that we have in our area and the second largest freshwater turtle in the world is the alligator snapping turtle. And these things live in the lakes here. We have one large one per bay usually. And I think the largest one I've ever heard someone pulling out of the lake was 105 pounds.
Goodness.
And they are protected because they're very rare. They have a very low reproductive rate. And most people, they say when they see anything that kind of looks like it has a rough shell and it's large, they say it's an alligator snapping turtle. Most people have never seen one because they live almost completely their entire life underwater. What they're probably seeing is the more common snapping turtle, which can get up to 50, 60 pounds, and it can have a little bit of a rough shell, but they're the ones that usually you'll find, like the box turtles, crossing the roads at this time. Now, we always encourage people, if it's safe, to go ahead and move a box turtle across the road so it doesn't get hit. You know, you always want to move the box turtle across the road the same direction it's going. You never want to remove a box turtle because they have a very high home fidelity, which means they really are in particular about the 4-acre territory that they hold. So you don't want to take it too far away from there. But the common snapping turtles, which you'll see across the road, you might just maybe block traffic a little bit and let him cross the road on their own because they are, the common snapping turtles are pretty aggressive. They have a little bit of a jumping capability and their neck can stretch about halfway across their shell. So they have a capability of getting you. Now the alligator snapping turtle, which has a much more rougher shell, they're larger and they have a hawk beak. They don't really jump too much and their neck can't move that hard. So they're a little bit safer than the common snapping turtle, but we usually don't see those out on land unless they're laying eggs in the sand along a beach.
I don't think very many listeners are going to be as good as you are at discerning a different type of turtle. If we're on the road, we may only have a few seconds to decide what type of turtle this is. So for the layperson, what's your best guide as to this is a box turtle, this is an alligator snapping turtle?
So most of your more dangerous ones, like the snapping turtle, is going to be larger. The common snapping turtle is kind of have a pig face. They're going to be, you know, covered in moss and kind of look very dirty. Box turtles are cleaner. They're real pretty. They have a domed shell. A lot of times they have colors of yellow and orange and white mixed in on top with some maybe red or brown eyes. They're going to look very safe. They don't look very dangerous at all. Some of the other turtles are going to have, you know, like your pond turtles are going to have that classic turtle shape with green shells and that face that a lot of times you'll see when you're out fishing or walking along a creek bed.
And what about a terrapin? I mean, where does this fit in with all of these different types of turtles?
Okay, so that's a great question because we always get that question. A terrapin is a local common name for the eastern box turtle. And actually, their scientific name is Terrapina. But a true terrapin, the one we have in the United States is called a diamondback terrapin. And it is a brackish pond turtle almost that lives in like the Chesapeake Bay or along the East Coast, maybe in some of the salt marshes that you find out there. So it's more of it lives in a more saltwater, brackish, freshwater type of environment, estuary. That's the true terrapin. So like if you heard of the University of Maryland, the terrapins, that's kind of their mascot. But locals call the common box turtle here a terrapin.
Should you ever keep a turtle that you find as a pet?
Well, you know, I had pet turtles when I was a kid. But as a person that takes care of turtles up here at the nature station, I can't think of a worse pet. One, their aquariums constantly need to be cleaned and they're kind of nasty. The thing with a box turtle and some of the pond turtles, like a box turtle lives up to 100 years. You're going to have to put that in your will. And then a lot of the problems that we have with people, because a lot of people want to find a new home for their turtle and they call us, they may have been feeding it the wrong things and they have a very specific diet. And if you don't feed it that correct diet, they may not do very well or survive. They may actually get deformed shells and have deformities and things that make their life a lot more complicated. So I don't recommend a turtle as a pet.
John, what else do we need to know about turtles?
Well, I think the thing about turtles is that we actually have quite a diversity here at Land Between the Lakes. I would say a dozen or more. They come in all sorts of different sizes and shapes. They're real fun to kind of watch and observe. They are an animal that has an important role to play in our ecosystem. And I hope everybody gets out a chance to get to see some this summer.